Today we begin lesson 19 in the book of Rus. We're in Perek Gimel, chapter 3. We're going to learn Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel 11 to 13. Boaz, after telling Rus that her kindness, that she wants to perform Yibum with him to maintain the legacy of her past husband, is a greater kindness than what she did before, he is going to tell her what his plans are. So in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, and now, BT, my daughter, Al Tir'i, don't be afraid. Now, what would she be afraid of? You'll see as he continues to speak, although Boaz is going to say he's prepared to do Yibum, but he is not prepared to do it now, and he must wait because there's extenuating circumstances, and he's afraid she'll think he's pushing her off. So he's saying, don't be afraid and don't think I'm pushing you off. But kol asher tomri, everything that you will say, eselach, I will do for you. I'm committed to marry you for sure. Now, you may say, but wait a minute. Maybe people will try to dissuade me because when I want to do the mitzvah yibum, they're going to tell me that you're not a good woman. And then, although now I want to, but maybe the people of the city will dissuade me. So he says, no, ki yodea kol shar ami. For all the people, all my people of the gate, all the people of the gate of my city, ki yodea, they know, ki eshes chayil ot, for you are a woman of valor, a valiant woman. So everyone has a good impression about you. So no one will try to dissuade me from marrying you. So you don't have to worry about that. Now what we do need to be concerned with is in Pasuk Yud Beis. Ve'atah now, ki omnom ki, for indeed, Goel Anochi, I am a redeemer. Goel, a redeemer, a relative. Now, if you look in the brackets, it says ksiv, but it's written the word im, although we don't say it. Im is an expression of if, like maybe, maybe not. In other words, I am a redeemer, but I don't know for sure if I can redeem. Why? Vigam, and also, yesh, there is Goel Karov Mimeni. There is a closer redeemer than me, a closer relative and redeemer than me. We know that Elimelech had some brothers, and Salmon was one of his brothers, who was the father of Boaz. And Elimelech had another brother, according to the Medrash, his name was Tov. Now this Tov will later be revealed, will be called Ploni Almoni, covering up who he really is. So the truth is, there's a closer relative in the rules of Yibum, since Tov was a brother of Elimelech. He is a closer relative than Boaz, who is a son of Elimelech, and not a son, rather a son of Salmon and a nephew of Avimelech. And therefore, Boaz was only cousins to Mahlon, while Tov is an uncle to Mahlon. Again, Elimelech, Tov, and Salmon were brothers. Elimelech had his sons Mahlon and Chilion. Salmon had Boaz. So now, in terms of closest relationship, Tov, who was an uncle of Mahlon, is considered a closer relative than Boaz, who is a cousin. And therefore, there is a relative who is closer than me, and therefore he has the first rights of Yibum before I do. And therefore, I will not be able to do it now. Now again, you may think I'm pushing you off. So he's saying in Yud Gimel, Lini, lay down and sleep overnight, Halayla this night. And Rashi adds, without us getting married, as much as Ruth probably felt, let's do Yibum tonight, he said, we can't do that because I have to wait till tomorrow to know if I have the right to do Yibum. V'hayoha baboker will be in the day, in the morning, the next day. Now, we'll go to Tov and we'll ask him if he wants to do the Yibum first. So, now there's two ways to read this next line. Im yigolech, if he will redeem you, Tov, let it be well, and Yigol, and he will redeem you. Or we could read it, Im Yigol El Tov, if Tov, that's his name, will redeem you, Yigol, he will redeem you, and that's fine. Vim Lo Yachbots Ligolech, and if he does not wish to redeem you, Uge Altich Anochi, then I will redeem you. Now, he's said in advance, I'm not trying to push you off, but we cannot do Yibum tonight. We cannot do it tonight because perhaps there is a better redeemer, closer redeemer. And don't worry about anything else. I'm going to make sure that this is all taken care of in the morning. Now, Ruth, for her part, would say, I think you're being kind, but you're dismissing me with these words. Therefore, Boaz continues and says, Chai Hashem, I swear as the Lord, Chai literally means as the Lord lives, which is an expression of an oath. And what he is saying is, I swear to you that I will do this. And therefore, don't worry. Shichvi, lie down, ad haboker, until the morning. Why does he have to say that? Because she was going to leave. She was going to leave and say, listen, we're not doing Yibum, so what do I have to stay for? He's saying, no, you should stay, and don't worry. So number one, he's making an oath for two reasons. Oath for reason number one is so that I swear to you that I will do Yibum if he doesn't do it. And number two, the fact we're staying here tonight, and you may think that my Yetzer Hara may overcome me, and therefore you want to leave, so you really have no business with me. But no, I swear, I make an oath against my Yetzer Hara that I will not touch you. Now, why doesn't he let her go? Because the answer is the middle of the night, and it's a very dangerous thing for her to do. And therefore, he doesn't want her to leave. So, although in the beginning of the puzzle, he said, Lini, lie down overnight. And she was willing to do that. But then when he says, I'm not going to redeem you till tonight, till tomorrow, she wanted to leave. So he makes an oath. The number one, I promise to keep my word. And number two, I will not touch you. Let's look at the questions. Number one, what was Ruth afraid of? She was afraid that Boaz would dismiss her with words and not go through with the Yibum tonight. Two, what does Boaz say to allay Ruth's fears? Two things. Number one, he says, I definitely am going to do Yibum with you. There's no question. I want to do Yibum with you. I will do it provided that there is the closer redeemer will not want to redeem you. And I will not listen to what people of the city will say because I know you have a good reputation already. Three, what do the people in the city think of Ruth? That she is an Ashes Chayil, a valiant woman. Four, was Boaz the closest relative to redeem Ruth? No. Five, who was a closer relative to redeem Boaz? The closer one's name was Tov. Six, why was the other relative a closer redeemer than Boaz? Because Tov was an uncle of Mahlon, since he was the brother of Elimelech, while Boaz, who was the son of Salmon and a nephew of Elimelech, and therefore only a cousin to Mahlon, so therefore Tov, as an uncle, was closer than Boaz, who was a cousin. Seven, why can't Boaz do Yibum with Ruth immediately on this night? Because Boaz is concerned that there is an earlier redeemer, Tov, a closer redeemer, who has first right, so therefore he can't do it tonight. Eight, what will Boaz do tomorrow in order to arrange things for Ruth? He will offer Tov the first right to do Yibum, and if he does it, fine, and if not, then he will do it. Nine, does Boaz allow Ruth to leave the threshing floor at night? Why? No, he does not allow her to leave. Why? For her own protection. 10, what does the word Tov mean in Pasuk 13? Two meanings. Number one, it's either referring to all is well. If the Redeemer will redeem you, Tov, all is well. Or Tov is speaking about the person named Tov, the uncle of Mahlon, who was therefore saying, Imigolech Tov, if Tov will redeem you. Those are the two meanings. 11, why does Boaz make an oath? For two reasons. Number one, he makes an oath that he promises to keep his word that he will marry Ruth if Tov does not want to. And number two, makes an oath to control his Yetzer Hara and not to touch Ruth tonight. 12, where does Ruth sleep overnight? She sleeps in the threshing floor in the same room, same place as Boaz is. Please review the lesson for a few minutes and have a great day.